When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy
so you can protect stuff like this,
or this,
or even this.
Nope. Case in point.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app on Apple Podcasts, on Android, Spotify, or the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Also, check out Off the Floor. That's our Discord server taking episodes, ideas directly from the server all month long. Check it out. Also, check out everything else that we do there. We communicate with Heat fans regularly, do Q&As. We get you off of Twitter. And, of course, the chat can go without us all day and all night long. $2.99 per month. The link is right here in the description. Also, check out the great sponsors. The Five Reasons Sports Network includes Prize Picks. Use the code 5, F-I-V-E, prizepicks.com, the Google Play Store, or the Apple App Store. If you use that code, again, it's 5, F-I-V-E. You get $50 to play on your first $5 play. So you play $5. It's all you got to play. The old limit used to be higher. $5, and they're giving you $50. And yes, you can play in the state of Florida. So go to prizepicks.com. Use the code 5 at sign up, make your deposit of $5, and start playing. You're going to find $50 more in your account. And now, today's episode.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got it all banned. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick on Five Reasons Sports. We got Greg Sylvander. You can follow him at Greg Sylvander. Again, we've been taking episode ideas from Off the Floor. I don't know if this one came from there or this was mine, but it seems like the natural play here off of Team USA winning the gold medal against France. By the way, Team USA women's side won the gold medal as well. That was a little harrowing down the stretch. Bit of a Kevin Durant, Max Strus situation there at the end, the foot on the line. But the U.S. escapes in that. Bam looked happy afterwards, a little dap with the best female player in the world. So we'll let them continue to keep their secret if they'd like to do that. But we're going to talk USA and the world now. And we're going to do this a little bit differently because we know that the world is catching up, but the thing about it is they don't all get to play on the same team. I'm hoping that when Adam Silver flips the format again of All-Star Weekend, he gets away from the East versus West thing because that didn't work again, gets away from that silly Team Giannis, Team LeBron thing, which was really only fun for the draft and then not afterwards, and just does USA versus the world. To me, that's the most interesting format. It would be the closest game, and they were doing it anyway for Rising Stars, so I don't understand why not try it for the All-Star game. I think it would be more compelling. You see how people get hyped behind their country. You had Curry and LeBron supporters who are the most annoying, okay, at the highest levels of it, because I have great admiration for both, and yet they were all on the same side in this. Everybody was just against Jason Tatum, so that's kind of where this goes. But what Greg and I are going to do here is a two-part episode. We're going to draft world and U.S. teams, 12 players each. And then we're going to bring on Brian Fonseca, who's sort of our international basketball expert here at the network. And he's going to be on the next episode to tell us which team would win. Okay. So that's the direction we're going to go with this. The other news that came out today is that there's a high likelihood that Eric Spoelstra is going to be the coach of the Olympic team in 2028 in Los Angeles. Has come out from a couple of national reports today. Nothing official, but it appears Steve Kerr may end up retiring. I said Spo should take 12 undrafted guys. Just take, that's pretty much what the Heat give him anyway. Just like, take 12
take
undrafted
guys. Take the Skyforce.
Take the Skyforce. I mean, could Spo in the Skyforce, could they beat France, Serbia, Germany, and all these other countries? I take my chances with it. See how that works. All right, so Greg and I, what we're going to do is we're not drafting the same players. We have different pools, obviously, international. The rule is birthplace, okay? You're taking the international team. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, so I have to be the jingoistic American guy now. Okay,
that's true.
That's fine.
Fits you
no
well.
No stolen valor for me. I'm not Captain Bone Spurs, nothing like that. Okay, so we're just going to we'll stick to this. All right, so you go first. You're going to put together a roster that can win, not just the best players, a roster that can win. I think the way we do this so we can kind of judge matchups and stuff, you pick first, I'll take the second and third picks, you go fourth and fifth, we go that sort of snake it like that a little
okay.
bit. So you go first. Greg, what's your first selection from the international team?
This is the easy one because I feel like he, in certain ways, showed in any format, he's a formidable, more than formidable player, and that's Nikola Jokic. So I would start with the Joker. I feel like that's the easy selection as number one. He's going to do nothing but continue to play well and get better. So this is the easy – I kind of got the easy draw here in terms of some of these, and we'll go through them here in a minute, but I'm going with the Joker.
All right. Are we playing by FIBA rules or NBA rules? In other words, will flopping be rewarded?
I think we got to go FIBA rules in this scenario, don't we?
Yeah, well, let's say it's a seven-game series. We'll play this as a seven-game series. This will allow Brian to weigh in on this. We'll start overseas. So we'll start with FIBA rules, but when we're in America, we use the NBA rules. Okay, that's how we'll switch this off. All right. My first pick, I mean, this is not particularly surprising because he can play any – well, Spo used him 1-5. I'm just taking LeBron. Just simple. Age 39, still the connective piece in all ways. And again, I don't have a problem with him winning MVP, by the way, of the Olympics. Curry was obviously the most dynamic in the last two games. LeBron was the driving force to get them to those last two games. And it was an award for the entire tournament, not just for those last two. Would I have given it to Curry? Probably, but I had no issue with it being LeBron. All right, so I'm going to take Bron, and I mean, I guess why not? I'll take Steph. So we'll start there. Obviously, there's chemistry between the two of them, so we'll play it out that way. All right, you're up with two.
I'm going to call on a guy that we didn't see a ton of this Olympic cycle. Or any of, or I can't remember now if we even saw him at all, but Luka, where I'm going with Luka, that's the next guy here. I feel like there's a perimeter threat there, a ball handling threat. You know, he's obviously so dynamic and talented. And so Joker and Luka, what a way to start. I know you got Steph and LeBron, but I feel like that's a good duo to get this thing rolling in the backcourt and the frontcourt.
They were eliminated, were they not, Slovenia? I think they got eliminated before this tournament. I recall that being the case. They won a world championship at one point because Goran was the point guard for that team. But yes, I think that's why. Oh, you get another pick, by the way.
Oh, wow. That's just, I didn't think about the snake draft aspect of this. I'm going to go, even though there could be some, I feel like there could be a clunky fit with them next to each other. I feel like you can't deny the talent, and here I go with Giannis as the next guy. I feel like you got to put him next to Joker in the front court. You figure out the shooting later. You've got passing. You've got fast break basketball. They play at a fast pace in FIBA particularly. So I feel like that's an easy win.
Yeah, no, it feels like it. By the way, Embiid is counting. We're going with him as foreign, right, even though he played for the U.S. team?
You know, it's interesting you say that because Embiid actually alluded in an interview, I think yesterday, that he didn't know if he'd be back in 2028. He even mentioned Cameroon amongst like an option for him down the line. So he didn't seem very committal to the USA going forward. So I think you're smart to maybe include him in the world, but I'm not picking him. So don't worry.
Well, you're going to leave him on the board, but he's world. He's not eligible for me. He's world. He was born overseas. So that one does not count. All right. So I'm looking at the rest of this list and I do feel like, and this is one of the points we're trying to make with this. I think the last 2 years, at least four of the top five MVP vote getters were from outside the U.S. So I knew this would be a little top heavy with you, just because, again, it does seem like the league has shifted more in that direction. At some point, we'll do this for the world and U.S. all time as well. Okay, so here's where I'm at. I've got LeBron. I'm Curry. I'm a little old at this point. And I've got some matchup problems guarding wise with Jokic in the middle for sure. I could look at AD here and may end up adding him, but I need the guy who guards Jokic better than anybody else. I'm putting Bam on the team.
I love it.
Putting Bam on the team. So I'm gonna throw Bam in there again. He's not gonna stop Jokic, but nobody does, and AD's lost about 65 consecutive games to them, so it doesn't seem like that's a great matchup with him, even though he played well in the last one. And next, I know that he was a little bit up and down in this Olympic tournament, but the upside is tremendous. He plays really good defense, which I think gets overlooked at times, so I'll put Ant on the team.
Wow. That's an interesting one. So early as well. I mean, that's in it. Do you have two picks?
It's not like it's not like I'm picking against anybody. That's the benefit of this. Like, you can't grab my players, right?
This so is true. It's not like I can get football. To them.
Exactly. All right. So you got two here, and then after two, we'll go to break, and we'll come back and start to fill out the teams again.
This is interesting. So this is where it starts to get more difficult, and I'm going to project forward a little bit, and I feel like Wemby he's next up. And I feel like I don't know how they would make that front court work. So maybe somebody's going to come off the bench ultimately here and do what's best for the team, et cetera. But we're going to start stacking talent. And I think Victor Wembanyama is just, he's that guy. So that's the next pick for me here.
All right. I got a couple in mind here. One of them, you may surprise you based on what you know of my thoughts on this player at times, but I feel like we're going to need instant offense off the bench. And I've got a choice for that for six man. It's not Tyler, but somebody else who could do some six man type things. All right. We do want to tell you about a great sponsor, the Five Reasons Sports Network. She can handle a lot of things for you in the world of insurance. Insurancebylynette.com. Two N's, two T's, 954-581-8800. It's 954-581-8800. Life insurance, renter's insurance, homeowner's insurance. Lynette can handle all of it at A Aggressive Insurance, based in Lauderhill, services the entire Tri-County area, and a huge Heat fan. She's as active as anybody on our playback, on our Discord, and following the podcast. So talk Heat with her. Get your insurance taken care of. I can tell you, if you have had problems with your driving record, she's the best at finding car insurance for you. She is absolute best at it. So check it out. A Aggressive Insurance, 954-581-8800. Insurance by Lynette. Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. These days, all of us are operating in an information technology space, and that is dangerous. And that's why I signed up for Incogni. You can find it at incogni.com. That's incogni.com/5floor. That's FIVEFLOOR, name of this podcast. And you get 60% off an annual plan. Now, why should you do this? Because data brokers are out there creating shadow profiles on you that include a frightening amount of personal details. These insights are then used by scammers, total strangers, insurance companies, banks, businesses, and even the government. You want to avoid the identity theft, the increased costs, and all of the things that come with this. So you got to sign up for Incogni. They will go through the entire process with you and begin that data removal. So again, you can be safer in this online space. So check it out, incogni.com. Again, that's incogni.com/5floor, spelled out 5floor, and you get 60% off an annual plan.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
.com. All right, I got a few choices here. So far my lineup is basically I've got Curry and Edwards in the backcourt. Ant's going to pick up more of those difficult defensive assignments for Steph, protect him. Bron playing pretty much everywhere, which will allow Steph to get off the ball more, which is what we saw in the Olympics until the very end when it was Steph on the ball and LeBron and Durant with their hands up. And that's the only person in the world that it's acceptable to take that shot with those two guys with their hands up. I'm putting KD back on the team, though. Let's start there. Age 36, still the smoothest scorer that there is. Came into the Olympics not himself and still played at an elite level. By the way, did you pick anybody besides Wemby or just went with Wemby? Because you were supposed to get two picks.
Did I not take two? So far I have Luka, Joker, Giannis, and Wemby. So I've got four.
No, you got another. Go ahead before I go.
Oh, man. So we snuck that in there. You know what? This one's pretty easy. We saw him for Team Canada.
Yeah.
Feels like a microwave six man in this kind of scenario in terms of if we're really building out a team that makes sense, but that's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Yeah, that's where I figured you'd go. So right now you have a started. Well, you may have to plug somebody else in the starting lineup unless you're going to play Jokic and Wemby together, but you've got Jokic, Wemby up front. And you've got what? You've got Luka, SGA. Oh, sorry. And Giannis up front. Not a ton of well, I guess Jokic can shoot it from the outside for sure. Wemby likes to shoot from the outside, and Giannis. So you're pretty big in the front court. But it's a lot. Bam's undersized again. Unfortunately, I'm gonna have to get some additional height in there. But then the backcourt of SGA and Luka, be interesting to see how the two of them figure that thing out. All right. Well, I know I need to get bigger. So I'll just put him on the team. I'll start here, and then we'll cycle back to some of the other guys I was talking about. I will put Anthony Davis on the team. I was impressed with the way he handled himself in the Olympics in a more limited role. Doesn't have to be featured as much, not shooting that jumper as much. But what I really liked was the way AD and Bam played together. So I'd like to see that again. And we'll just hope that AD can stay healthy. But I feel like it's a little bit of an unfair knock. He played 75 games last year. That would lead the Heat. So... And he was healthy throughout the Olympics. So I'm gonna give him that. All right, Greg, you're up with two.
I'm going with Franz Wagner. I feel like he would be a do-it-all, really plug-and-play guy on a roster like this. Easy wing to come off the bench. And then to just make sure that we can defend all these guys that you're stacking up, I'm going OG Anunoby. I think that's a guy that would be a good – kind of glue guy on a roster like this. I know that we're stacking up a lot of talent, a lot of height. So looking to fill those gaps, OG Anunoby's the other pick.
All right. Well, I'm going to assume this is a contract year for Jimmy Butler in the Olympics as well. I'm putting him on the team. First thing, I got to do that before I put anybody from Boston on the team. That's I'm contractually obligated to do that. I don't think Jimmy would actually play. He'd find something in the south of France to do other than this. Maybe he'd play in the international cities, maybe not in the U.S. cities. But
has he even acknowledged the Olympics once? This whole
He is not. He is not, and not at all. Do you want me to cause trouble? Because I don't really want to cause trouble.
Cause trouble.
Is it weird to you at all that with all the IG posting that he does, that there's no congratulations for Bam?
Yes. Anspo, yes. I mean, right? It's a little dramatic. I realize that. And
no, we're probably stirring up shit. No, yeah. We are. I don't know. It's just.
If you have like 16 photos on your story and like not a single one is congratulating your teammates, even Nico.
Especially one, Nico, we know his feelings for Nico, right? So it's like he didn't do it for anybody. And again, it's his social media. He's entitled to do what he wants, but I don't know. Like, this is a guy like during the season that would, I mean, every undrafted got on his IG, right? Yep. He had the Tyler Tuesday.
He always posts the photos after the games.
I don't know. I'm not trying to create an issue, but it did strike me like he was there. He was in France, right? He was in France
for a little bit, at least. It seemed he
at was, least. Yes. I don't know how much it crossed over, but I don't know. 5 years, you're with a guy. You've gone to the finals twice. You've gone to a conference finals another time. You're the standard bearers for the franchise. Guy just wins his second gold. Your head coach is the assistant. I don't know. Just, I guess I was looking for one post. Anyway, I'm putting him on the team regardless because it's money time, and I want him to be able to guard some of these guys that you're putting on the team here. So we'll see how that plays out. Again, I'm staying incredibly small, but I'm going to add somebody that you wouldn't think I would add, but I want a dynamic scorer off the bench. I'm taking Curry.
Interesting. That's a name that actually could have fit on this roster. But he kind of, when the Olympic cycle was going on, his stock was down and now it's back up all of again because of what he did with Dallas. That's an interesting selection. I thought you were going to go Devin Booker. I really did. And
he's a consideration for sure. And I liked what he did in the Olympics as well, but I kind of feel like if Ant is having one of those games where he's off, I want to see your guards, and I know SGA is a good defender, but I want to see your guards have to deal with Curry and Irving in the backcourt and what that looks like. But just curious. All right, so you get so I've thrown Jimmy on the team here, kind of be a do-everything guy. All right, so you are up now. I think you have – how many we got left? You've already taken seven. Is that right?
You're right.
One, two, three. Yes, all right. You got five more. Start with your two.
I'm going to go with Sengun. I feel like he's an interesting player that is an up-and-coming guy that also would not be offended if he didn't end up playing a ton. So he's a player that can fill gaps but also play a role. So that would be my next pick there. And then, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I didn't call this guy out, Mr. New Extension, Lauri Markkanen. I feel like he has to be on the team. We're getting really big here, so I'm going to have to balance that out with some guys that maybe we don't expect. But that's my next two.
I'm really small here at this stage, so I probably need to get a little bigger. I got Bam and AD as my only bigs, and it looks a lot like the Olympic team, actually. And I can't take Embiid, so if you're going to pass on him, we're both passing on him. I mean, do I take a Boston guy here? That's the question. If I'm going to take a Boston guy, I'm going to take the one who showed up in the finals.
Ooh.
And the one who, again, wasn't happy about not going to the Olympics, but at least wasn't kind of moping about it either when he wasn't playing that much. I'll put Jalen on the team. I'd be curious to see if Luka's getting hot. Let's throw some doubles with Jalen and Jimmy at him and see what happens there. So I'm gonna throw Jalen on the team. I mean, I don't know if I can get through 12 continuing to pass on Tatum. I'll probably get called out on that, but for right now, we'll stay with it. And I'm gonna take Paolo. Born in Seattle. So a young kind of do-it-all player who can play on the front court. Again, we're going to try to outskill you a little bit in some of these areas because you're a little bigger, although it's hard to outskill a team with Doncic and some of the others you got. But I'll go with Jalen and Paolo. I like some of the things Paolo did in the with the World Cup last year, and he's just getting better. So he'll be more featured. He's going to be on that team in 4 years for sure. All right, Greg, you're up with two.
Let's go. So my first guy is going to be Bogdan Bogdanovic. The one who just played against Team USA. I feel like he showed that despite, some of the limitations on the NBA side in a one-game single elimination format, he obviously showed up. But even in a seven-game series, I feel like he would provide backcourt depth shooting. So he's on the team. He had 45, 41, 83 shooting splits in 22-23. So I just feel like he's a natural player that would be able to fit in on this team. My other guy,
all right,
and I got one more here. Let's see. Now it starts to get difficult because I don't want to put Rudy Gobert on my team no matter what. I'm going to actually take a Celtic and go Kristaps Porzingis.
That's a good one. I mean, your size, though. What are we doing with all this? Hold on a second.
It's like Jokic, an eternal team.
It is. Jokic, Giannis. I mean, you're putting Luke in the backcourt. Wemby, Wagner, Sengun, Markkanen, and Porzingis.
He's like my last big.
All right. Well, we're going to try to run you off the floor. I'll take a Nick. I'm taking Brunson. I want that guy on my team. I want that guy on my team. That guy, he probably should have been on this team. Would he have played more than Halliburton?
I think so. I think that he, just for his ability to control pace and stuff like that, I just think that he would have likely gotten a little bit more playing time, although somebody has to be the odd man out. And I feel like Halliburton should be applauded for how he handled that entire situation. I do think Brunson probably would have been higher in the depth chart. It was interesting that they didn't go in that direction. But I'm with you. Do you have two picks now, or am I up already?
No, I got one pick left, and that's why I'm delaying here, because I'm trying to see what my roster is missing. It is definitely missing size. Okay. And there's the guy in Cleveland that I could look at, but I'm not totally sold on him. Which is Mobley, probably over Allen. So again, we get a little thin here. We start going a little bit deeper in terms of size. I can't put Cat on the team because Jimmy's on the team. I feel like Jimmy would leave. Do you?
Yes.
I have to account for this stuff. I mean, Cat was born in New Jersey. He certainly qualifies, but I don't know that I can do that. He's definitely the most skilled big left. Let me go through the top scorers among American players last year. And there's another guy I could add here, but then I'm going to go really small. So I took Brunson. I did not take Dame. Okay. I did not take Dame. I took, why are they, this is so strange here, the way that they have this whole thing set up. All right. You could take Paul George. To take Tyrese Maxey, some could say I could have taken him instead of Kyrie, but I got the big game experience with Kyrie. Donovan Mitchell, Devin Booker, Jason Tatum. By the way, you're missing somebody who played a pretty prominent role, what was a big trade target last year. Curious if you realize who that is, but we'll keep going through it. Hold on a second. I'm sorry. Oh, this is why, because this went through the playoffs. Hold on. I'm going to go back through this regular season. Okay. Let's see who I'm missing among the top scorers here. We kind of doing this on the fly. I mean, you could take Embiid. I mean, led the league in scoring. Obviously, he's a former MVP. Okay. So of the top scorers, Embiid not on a roster. Luka, yes. Giannis, yes. Shea, yes. Jalen, I took. Durant, I took. Booker and Tatum and Mitchell and Fox all still on the board. Again, I took Steph. Some might argue with me, although I don't know how you could about what we just saw. Curry, Jokic, Maxey, Edwards, Trey. I'm not taking Trey. LeBron, Kyrie. Again, I'll take him for the big game experience. Ja, but I don't really need another guard right now. Anthony Davis, Dame Lillard, DeRozan, Randall, LaMelo Ball, Desmond Bane, Kawhi Leonard, Markkanen, Jalen Brown, Zion, Cade Cunningham, Anthony Edwards, Paul George. All right, but looking at my roster, though, I took Jalen as kind of my Jalen and Jimmy is my do-everything wing, so I don't really think I need Paul George, right? My backcourt right now is Curry, Edwards, Irving, and Brunson. I feel like I need a little more size there. Although again, Jimmy can play in the backcourt, Jalen can play in the backcourt. So if I had to go with either of those guys, I could. I don't really want to touch Jaren Jackson Jr. after we saw what we saw in international competition. So here's where I'm going, and I know Brian's going to get on me about this. Can I take Zion?
If he's fully healthy, good luck. Yeah,
it's a good pick, though. I mean, with this, with the end of this thing, again, if I eliminate Paul George and I say I got my guards, so I don't need to add Halliburton. I don't need to add Fox, right? Or Trey or Ja. Maybe I go with Zion as an additional big.
Makes sense.
I just don't know if we're, I don't know if he can guard some of these.
The world team is huge considering the way that I've drafted, so I get it.
Yeah, I can't add Cat. I would add Cat from a talent perspective, but I can't because Jimmy will walk out. So that's just not an option, and then I'll have to go get Paul George to replace Jimmy at the last second, which is kind of like what Philadelphia did 3 years late. I'll put Zion on the team. You got one left.
Ooh, this gets difficult. And I realized who the guy was that you're referencing, I think, and that's Pascal Siakam. But I've now filled my team with a bunch of big men, so I don't know that I could go there and really make it make
sense. That's what I'm saying. Is he going to end up playing point? That's the question.
No, but I am going to take another point guard, and it's a guy that I think coming off this Olympics, people probably will be surprised that I'm going to go in this direction, but I still think that when healthy and when in shape, he's still one of the top international guys, and that's Jamal Murray. I think that would be my last pick just to kind of round the team out, have another ball handler, and hopefully he'd be in better shape than what we saw for Canada in this last run, but I think that's how I'd round out the roster.
Yeah, that's fair. He was dreadful. I mean, he was bad in just about every game. But he'll have Jokic there to run pick and roll with. So I think you just play him with Jokic, and you're fine. There were some other players I considered. Aaron Gordon's an interesting name to match up with some of these guys if you're looking for more of a glue type player. I know people are going to get on me for leaving Mitchell and Booker off. I'm just wondering in my backcourt, I guess, again, I need a Paolo for a little bit more size. I guess I could have gone with Mitchell there. But it basically came down to me for Brunson or Mitchell at that guards, Brunson, Mitchell, or Booker. And I want Brunson on the team. I just feel like even though he's a better scorer than passer, we know that he's going to look to get his a lot. But I just, again, I just like, he's relentless. And that's kind of what I was looking for there and to go with. All right. So we'll see what Brian thinks of our teams, but let me read them off for you again, because so everybody can kind of get the idea. So Greg chose, God, your team is huge. Jokic, Luka, Giannis, Wemby, SGA, Wagner, Ananobi, Sengun, Markkanen, Bogdanovich, Porzingis, and Murray. I've got LeBron, Curry, Bam, Edwards. Basically, I took the U.S. team. LeBron, Curry, Bam, Edwards, Durant, Anthony Davis. All just won gold medals. Butler and Irving make the team more interesting, at least, with the two of them on it. They'll be two of the guys gone to for a lot of the interviews. I took Jaylen Brown over Tatum. I just think he's a better player. Paolo, who is rising, Brunson, and Zion. And even though I was impressed with what he did in Olympics, I left Devin Booker, Mitchell at home. When Jimmy comes up with a hamstring injury, I'll add Mitchell to the team. So that's where we're at with it. Or he can't be found. All right, Brian's going to help us settle this later. InsuranceByLynette.com, prize picks. Use the code 5, F-I-V-E.
Thank you for listening to the 5 on the Floor on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.